Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Furt Show.
Wendy, let's put the spotlight on you. This may get heavy here for a little bit.
All right, yeah, let's do it. No, it's something I've not really wanted to talk about because depression does run in my family. I think mental illness in general runs throughout my family. My dad has been battling it for a long time. He takes medication now, and it's something I've never wanted to have because you see it, and it's just a lonely place, and you abandon a whole bunch of people, but over the past maybe even 2 years, and I've just neglected even looking at it. I mean, I think I've had different bouts of going through depression, and I'm so nervous about going to the doctor, and I don't want to have to say I've got a mental illness or I've got something wrong with me. I've got a chemical imbalance, because pretty much that's all it is. But I think I had
you just refuse to go to the doctor, though, for anything, don't you?
Well, yeah. Well, if I have to go, then I have to go.
Well, this one's a big one because
this one's like it's kind of embarrassing. Like, it's an embarrassing illness. I think anybody will tell you they're embarrassed to say they have a mental illness, because you think crazy person, you think padded walls, you think, I don't know, you think Hollywood. And
it's a shame too, because I mean, just because something may be off with your brain, if it was any other part of your body, mm-hmm. nobody would think a thing about it. And
right.
you know, and it's not the social stigma with having a problem with your heart or with, in my case, with my kidney or whatever. But if it's your brain, what's the difference? Is it just another organ that needs to be tweaked mm-hmm. a little bit?
Because
you know?
Everybody likes to publicly show how polished you are and how perfect your life is.
Mm-hmm.
And when you tell them that it's not, and that you have to go see a therapist or you're going through something like this, you have to admit vulnerability, and people don't like to do that.
Well, it's a control thing too, right? Like, you feel like you should be able to control it.
Oh yeah.
And you know, it's like, you should be able to be headstrong enough to get past it and pull mm-hmm. yourself out of it. And sometimes you just can't, and you need help.
What are you seeing in yourself, or what's been going on, where you're saying, okay, I'm not just down, but this may be something deeper?
Well, for example, even Sunday, me and my mom were going to have plans to go celebrate my birthday, and we're going to go see a movie, and she was going to text me and call me on Sunday and like, let's go do this stuff. So she texted me early in the morning, and she was like, here's the movie times. And I just woke up in a funk. Like, I woke up like not happy. I woke up just not wanting to get out of bed. It's like an instant trigger in your brain that you just don't want to even answer the phone. You don't want to call anybody back. And I instantly sent a text message back, like, the time she gave me were too late. Like, she sent me like times like 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Like, I was like instantly blowing her off, just because I just didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't even want to move out of my bed just for no reason.
Like, I think this is going to start with Wendy mom. And end with Melissa.
I was going to say,
Melissa's
wow.
going to be like, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Maybe we can get a group rate.
Are these the symptoms, really?
So you just feel like you're just isolating yourself from like the rest of the world?
Yeah, and I do it a lot. I do it maybe a couple times a month, where I just don't even want to pick up the phone. Like, even if it's a best friend calling to say, hey, how's it going? I just hit ignore. I'll hit ignore again. You just don't want to move out of your place that you're in. You just mm-hmm. don't want to see anybody smiling. You don't want to even watch the TV. You just want to kind of melt
depression
in your own
or is that
misery.
What's the difference between depression and just wanting alone time? I think I do that. Like, there's some days where I'm like, mm-hmm.
well, you just don't want to be around anybody after work. I get that. But this is just like such a deep, dark place where every thought going through your brain is like, oh, I'm lonely. I'm by myself. You don't even want to be around people that you've known for a long time. It's just such a seclusion of a place, and you don't want anybody else to see you in your room alone.
It sounds like you have it pretty clearly defined.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like in your mind, you've sort of already diagnosed yourself with having depression. So why not go talk to a doctor about it?
I just don't want to be on medication.
Well, there could be environmental factors that they could help you with, too. Like, are you eating right? Are you sleeping right? You know, can alcohol affect it? You know, all kinds of different things like that where I think that it can, you know, I mean, I think it could, there are certain things that can trigger it more than others.
Yeah.
And I think a doctor could maybe coach you through that at first rather than just immediately putting you on medication. And maybe you say that. Maybe you say, you know what, I'd like to try maybe some other things or some other therapies before we go to a prescription medication for it. And, I mean, they could give you a whole bunch of information about the things that you're doing or the things that you're taking or what you're eating or not eating.
Why are you opposed to medication when you've been on diet pills for 3 years?
Because they're all natural.
They are all natural.
Not all of them.
It's true.
I just don't want to be on medication for something that's mental. Like, then I sound like a crazy person.
Dude, I totally get what you're saying. I've told you before, when we first started the show, I was so nervous. This was 9 years ago. And so wrapped up in my own head. And so I feared failure so badly that I was having social anxiety. So I went on Celexa for 6 months and hated every day that I was on it because I felt like my life was fake. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't control things by myself. That was just my own inner fight. I'm really glad that I went on it. But I understand your reluctance to go on it.
Because you can't get insta happy. Like you think as a person, like you're supposed to be like, oh, my mom's called, my friend's called. They want to go have dinner. That's supposed to be really fun. And you can't be happy about it.
There's history of depression in my family. We have a cousin who has to be on medication. I remember having a conversation with my mother one time about it, and she said, if a pill improves the quality of your life, what's the problem in taking it? You know, and I think that you have this social stigma in your own. I mean, I'm trying to think what word I'm thinking of, but you're the one that's like prejudiced against yourself. You know, it's nobody else is in here judging you. And if you took the medicine, why do you have to tell anybody you're taking the pill? Nobody has to know that you're on any kind of medication. And if it improves the quality of your life and a doctor says this is what you need, but I agree with Jen, a doctor's not automatically going to give you a pill, you know, I mean, I think that you have a tough schedule. I don't think you get enough sleep. I don't think you eat right. And I think that, you know, that can contribute to it, where she said that it could be curbing some of these things could help without any medication. But a doctor needs to tell you that.
What do you see in yourself that you've seen in your parents that's triggering, like, okay, I know what depression is, and now I think I'm suffering from it?
Well, just seeing my dad growing up, because he would always lock himself in his room, wouldn't want to talk to us, would ignore us on holidays and really fun events just because he didn't want to be around that, like because he couldn't control being happy. Mm-hmm. So he would ignore us, and I'm ignoring people because I just want to be alone.
I used to work with a woman in Dallas who had depression also. And I remember somebody in the staff just going, what do you have to be bummed about? Just be happy. And she's like, well, that's like me telling you to be black. And she was talking to a white person. You can't do it. Just doesn't work that way.
You just can't be insta happy no matter how badly you want to be happy, no matter how bad you want to go hang out with somebody, no matter how bad you want to have a phone conversation. You just can't.
Go ahead. Here's Katie. Hey, Katie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. About 4 years ago, I started having panic attacks, actually, and I went on Lexapro and Xanax, and I felt the same way, you know, but it did help. But at the same time, I felt like you, Bert, what you were saying, I could not laugh or cry. I mean, I was just in between, and so I got off of it, and I haven't had them since, thank God, but it was pretty terrible.
But my concern is, like, based on what you've seen, like, I think that everybody has a day or two a month where...
No, I think it's different. And I think Wendy's really recognizing some symptoms in herself that she doesn't feel like she can kind of pull herself out of it. Like, it's more than just a bad mood.
And
everybody's got a bad mood, and it's been going on for a while, too, right?
Yeah. I mean, you've talked about weekends where you're just crying.
Yeah, because you don't want to admit that you have depression or admit that you have anything wrong with you. Yeah, no way. I've, like, suppressed this for a long time.
Well, I think that your negative experience with your dad, like that your perception, your negative experience, I think is influencing you being prejudiced against yourself. Mm. You're not your father. You're yourself. And secondly, I am a fan of pharmaceutical drugs because they keep me alive and, you know, taken as they're supposed to be taken. So when everybody's talking about, thank God I got off of, it's like, you know what? These drugs save a lot of people's lives, mm-hmm. you know, and so I'm not one to criticize these medications. And I don't think that people should think of it as a bad thing to take them.
I think you'd be surprised by how many people are in your same place. Yes. Good morning, Shirley. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi, my name is Cheryl Lewis, and I just want to be an encouragement to Wendy. In my family, I've also have seen my family members suffer from depression. My grandmother, I just found out that my aunt and my cousin is suffering through it. And I myself, I've gone through panic attacks. And what I chose to do, instead of going to the doctor, I chose to fight it and figure out what triggered the panic attacks. And what triggered it with me was stress. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, stress. And whenever I was stressed over something, that's when it triggered. And like I said, I had a choice to go to the doctors, but I chose to fight it.
Yeah, and I think it's just becoming really hard just to get out of that place. Mm-hmm. Like, just to wake up and suddenly feel unhappy for no reason. Like, you just had a good night's sleep. Like, why are you unhappy? You just slept 8 hours. I think everybody would be excited about that.
It can't
no
hurt.
No alarm clocks, no nothing. It's just a deep, dark place where you have all these thoughts, bad thoughts running through your head.
It certainly can't help hurt to go to a therapist and just sit down and try to figure out a couple of times. But even that, you sort of like...
See, the thing is, working on your brain to me is no different. If you felt like you had chest pains, you'd go to a cardiologist. If you feel like you're having depression, then go to
if you feel like you're overweight, you take diet pills.
Indeed.
You could take my appointment today. I got one at noon. I'm feeling fine. Take mine today.
Okay.
All right.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.